One Last Dance by Eileen Googe. To my children, Michael and Mary, and for all those who know that to seek answers, you must first know which questions to ask. We dance round in a ring and suppose, but the secret sits in the middle and knows. Robert Frost. Chapter 1. The moment she walked in, Daphne knew she was doomed. The store was pretty much deserted, even on a rainy Monday night in April with a lackluster basketball season dribbling to a close and most of the hit TV shows in pre-sweeps rerun. She gazed out on row upon row of bookshelves, pale oak that gleamed under fluorescent lighting designed to resemble the kind of opaque hanging fixtures seen in old-fashioned public libraries and apothecaries. There were only a handful of browsers, most of them huddled over steaming mugs in the cafe section, with their faces submerged in books.
Oh, Lord, not again.
Daphne took a deep breath, holding herself tightly clenched to keep from darting an apologetic glance at her husband. Roger would need no reminding that he'd sacrificed his monthly poker game with the other doctors in his practice to ferry her all the way out here for this. Stepping away from the puddle that had gathered on the corrugated black rubber mat just inside the door, she felt the mean pinch of a long-forgotten memory. The ancient public library in her hometown of Miramonte, where as a child she'd had to balance on tippy-toes to reach the top shelf, and the loudest noise was the smack of Miss Kabachnik's forcefully applied rubber stamp. Back then, Daphne would sooner have drunk out of the drinking fountain after Skeet Walker had spit into it than dare keep a book past its return date, and thus invoke Herr Kabachnik's wrath. And that's just how she felt now, coming in out of the rain, her heart rising in her throat like water nearing its flood mark. She was about to be publicly humiliated.